Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We still have some winds blowing to protect the plantation course, but they're going to be like just 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the east-southeast across the Hawaiian Islands. That's what we're going to have today, just these winds 5 to 15, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be 93 degrees, except on the Big Island, about 88 is your high, depending, of course, on how high up you are. Expect mostly cloudy skies and showers windward, and then a little less rain on the leeward side. There are a couple of tee times for you, one at Kapolei at 8:36. Kiohuna has an 8:36. Poipu Bay at 9 o'clock. Let's go to Makaha East, also at 9 o'clock. And on Maui, the Emerald Course. Nope, it's at the Blue Course. Beautiful Blue Course at Wailea at 8:38 and at 10 o'clock. I've got a great lineup for you today. Steve DiMeglio is going to kick it off with us. Tina Scotty, the Special Events and Grants Manager. We've got a virtual tournament for you to get involved in and help the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Kenneth Alrod is on as well, PGA from Michigan. 17 years he was the teaching professional at the Detroit Golf Club, of course, the home of Rocket Mortgage Classic that's played now. Bradley Klein's coming in, and John Strugge, senior writer, Golf Digest. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer for Golf Week and USA Today. Welcome inside the clubhouse. Come in outside of the rain. Welcome in, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. You know, always wondering while we contemplate the breakfast, lunch, and dinner that the young Bryson DeChambeau manages to consume. What is it? Breakfast, 4 eggs, 5 pieces of bacon, toast, 2 protein shakes. Lunch is a PB&J, a Go Macro bar, a 2 shakes mid-round or every 6 holes, snacking when he's practicing after he plays around. Dinner's a steak, some potatoes, a couple more shakes. Yeah, I'm feeling like I wonder how long his body's going to hold up, not only with that diet, but with the swing that he's got. I watch him, I'm impressed, but at the same time, it's such a departure from what he was actually born with. Tell us what you think about the wonderful Bryson DeChambeau and how miraculously he's changed his body and made his swing.
Well, it is massively impressive. I was in Las Vegas when he told us he was going to add the weight and that he was going to get bigger. And the next time I saw him, I was at the President's Cup, and he had probably put on about 15 pounds. But then when I saw him at Hilton Head, it is at least 40 pounds that he's put on. Now, his swing, I think, will hold up because he doesn't really violently go after it. Only a few occasions, what he calls the Kraken,
yeah,
when he really unleashes, when he's trying to just kill a driver and hit it as far as he can. But most of his other swings are stable, and they're not that violent. But he also has doctors with him that are checking all of his vitals to make sure that this calorie intake that he's doing, he says between 3,000 and 3,500 a day.
Mm.
It certainly sounds like a lot more than that. And he has put on, it's not been all muscle, but it's been mass. But he was a big guy to begin with. So, you know, I don't think he also has talked about having doctors with him, having his trainer with him, that when he feels something sore, like he gave an example earlier this week, he said, you know, I woke up one day last week and my back hurt a little bit. So that was an hour of treatment. He got an hour of treatment on his back. The next morning he woke up, no problem. So he's not only monitoring his calorie intake, he's monitoring his vitals. He's monitoring his body. He says he's recuperating better than he ever has. And I think what's also getting lost with a lot of people, they just really concentrate on what he does with the driver. But I look at it and I go, he can hit an 8-iron 195. He can hit a 9-iron 180. He can hit his lob wedge 140. So that is just as impressive as hitting the 350-yard drives. But it's been something to watch. And again, he's on the first page of the leaderboard again this week at Detroit for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So he's doing something right that's definitely working for him.
Absolutely. And it is very impressive. There's one more term that he used that I wanted you to help us break this down. He's going for the casino.
Yeah. He says he wants to be the house, which means the house always wins. And a casino, the casino always wins. No matter how good you think your odds are against blackjack, in the long run, the house always wins. And that's what he wants to get to the point of, that he will have more chances being the house always wins. And he really likes that term. Now, he knows. I mean, we're talking about a very smart man here. He knows he's not going to win every time he plays. But that's a goal that he's striving to get to. And right now, and he's getting a little disappointed that he hasn't won yet during this great stretch. He's had six consecutive top eights. He's on the first page of the leaderboard again this week. He does want to win soon. But this is something that he's doing for long term. He wants this to work at Augusta National. He wants this to work at a U.S. Open. He wants this to work at the Open Championship, the PGA Championships, the WGCs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his goal is. So, yeah, he's got the Kraken, which he calls when he totally unleashes, and he's a casino, the house that never loses.
But he's got to get it in the hole. And he did. His putting is something he's definitely got to work on. And he even said when he was watching Webb Simpson, he said, I obviously don't know what I'm doing. You know, watching Webb Simpson, I realized how much I don't know about the putting game.
And he'll learn it. I mean, look, there's not anything he's not going to learn. And, you know, a lot of people say he just looks too mechanical with his putting. But his putting is going to improve only because he's hitting the ball closer to the hole. He's going to have far more chances because he's going to have 15-footers instead of an abundance of 25-footers because he's that much closer to the green with his tee shots, and he's going to hit it that much closer with his short iron. He's always mechanically looking at what he can do to improve his putting. It has improved slightly, but his greens and regulation have certainly improved. His length has certainly improved, and he's still hitting an abundance of fairways. So if he can continue this trajectory, I mean, my Lord, he could be something to watch. He already is something to watch. He could be something special.
Oh, yes. He's definitely something to watch, and it's fascinating to see what he's doing. It will be interesting to see if he can actually, win, because right now we're watching him, and there's times where he just seems to lose it. But I have faith that, you know, as you said, he's a very smart man. I expect him to be able to put it all together eventually. Watching all these guys go through this testing process to get to the various tournaments, the very first week or tournament that we had, nothing. And then after that, there was one, and then several caddies and players, Webb Simpson's daughter, but then it got a positive and a couple of negatives, and Cameron Champ and a couple of negatives. They adjusted everything to let him play this week. He's doing quite well. This week also, Chad Campbell, the first alternate, tested positive. Corn Ferry Tour, three tested positive. How do you think the tour is doing adjusting and making changes to the plan they have to create this bubble to keep people safe?
Well, I was in Hilton Head, which would have been the third tournament back, no, the second tournament back. And it was like COVID had never gotten to Hilton Head. I mean, everything was open, and it was scary. And I had to really, really work hard to keep social distancing and made sure I didn't, you know, was wearing a mask everywhere. And it was a little scary there. And that's where Nick tested positive. He was allowed to, he said he had a couple of symptoms. He went and got tested, but he was allowed to go and get ready for his 12:20 tea time on Friday. Or was it Saturday? I can't remember, but he was allowed on the golf course.
Yeah.
And then he was, you know, warming up on the range, and he got the call that he had tested positive. So they've taken that away. If you take a test, you can't go on the golf course until you get the results. Now, if you have a tee time, they are looking to maybe have practice areas where only one person could go, whether it's hitting into a net all by yourself, whether it's, you know, away from everybody else, whether it's an indoor hitting bay, whether it's on the other side of a range. Like we're going to Muirfield next week, and their driving range is basically 300 yards wide. And so you might be able to accommodate somebody who's waiting on a test result. But until they reach that point, you have to wait for your test result to come back before you go on the golf course. That's a good move.
Yes.
The Cameron Champ move. Cameron now has taken, I think, 8 tests. He only tested positive once. So he's insists it was a false positive. So now if you test positive, you immediately can get tested the very next day and then tested the very next day after that. If they're both negative, then you can go back and play. So they do know, hey, it's not a perfect testing world. There's going to be false positives. There's going to be false negatives. But in my opinion, if the PGA Tour could continue to go, and just the PGA Tour, I'm not including the Korn Ferry Tour, but the PGA Tour, if they can go in with 4 or fewer people each week, maybe 3 or fewer people each week, I think that's a big success. When you're testing more than 300 people, and that's just the caddies and the players, every week, multiple times, and for right now, I think we're up to just very low double digits. That's a pretty good percentage rate. So, and I think Hilton Head scared a lot of people. It scared a lot of the players.
Because of the people being so relaxed in the community, right?
Yes. About the community, yes. And some of the caddies became relaxed. Well, I think that was a wake-up call. And they had some. I've been told that there's some stern talking to some players, to caddies, saying, "Look, you shelter at place. You know, each week has a new bubble.
Yep.
Each week is a shelter at home. You either adhere to it or you're gonna find another job." And
yep.
So, I mean, here's the other thing. Even with the bubble, Nick Watney only went to the grocery store once. And he was wearing his mask throughout the whole thing, from car to the grocery store, shopped, got back into the car. He was in a mask, and he had only left this place once, and he still got it. So, but they do know that, hey, an outbreak could knock this season out right tomorrow. So let's follow all the guidelines.
Speaking of caddies, though, with Brooks Koepka, his caddy tested positive. Brooks withdrew. Chase Koepka, his brother, also withdrew because he had been playing that practice round. So I haven't heard anything about Brooks Koepka or the caddy or Chase. Have you?
Well, and here's the other thing. Brooks' caddy and Graham McDowell's caddy went to a funeral in Orlando. Now, I'm not saying that's where they got it, but they were outside the bubble. Brooks is playing next week. He's going to play work day. And I assume Ricky is going to be with him. Ricky is caddy. Chase Koepka, who had earned Monday qualified for the Travelers, but then withdrew out of precaution, has been given a playing spot in next week's work day.
Oh, cool.
Work day said he shouldn't be penalized for doing the right thing, taking himself out of it, even though he earned it from a Monday qualifier, we're going to let him play here. So he's in the workday field. So is Brooks. I do not know about Graham McDowell's caddy, who also contracted it. I don't know if Graham's playing next week, but Brooks is will be back, and so will Chase.
That's fantastic. Big news in the world, too, with NBC taking over the USGA events from Fox. Fox gave it up. NBC jumped in. So now we're going to see all the USGA events on Golf Channel and NBC. We've got the U.S. Women's Amateur at Woodmont Country Club, August 3rd to the 9th. August 10th to the 16th, U.S. Amateur at Bandon Dunes. September 17th to the 20th, U.S. Open at Wingfoot. And, of course, December 10th through the 13th, U.S. Women's Open at Champions. Did I say U.S.? It's U.S. Open, of course, at Wingfoot. That's exciting. And, you know, I like Fox. I have nothing against the people who are working. But it was very strange watching the USJ events. When it was over, it was over. There was no post-game show. There was no, it was just like, bam, done. What I like about the combination of CBS and NBC with Golf Channel is after something or before, there's some pregame, there's some postgame, there's some highlights, you know, and all that. I think that was really missing at Fox. So I'm glad they're going back to NBC.
Well, I think everybody should be glad if we play all those things that you just said. If we go the rest of the year uninterrupted, I think everybody's going to be glad that the move has been made. Because Fox would have not put it on because they have NFL football, you know, and they have college football. And they would have been really hard-pressed to find viewing spots for the fans to watch on TV. It could have been on their secondary, third, or fourth channel system. So that works. We always go back when they announced this deal way back, and we just wondered, how in the world is Fox going to make this work? That's an awful lot of money. And unfortunately, COVID arrives. It's going to go up against college football and the NFL, and there's no way Fox could make all of that work. And NBC was there to rescue it. So hopefully we will be able to watch the U.S. Open on NBC and the U.S. Amateur on NBC and the U.S. Women's Amateur on NBC and the U.S. Women's Open on NBC. Let's just hope we get there. But I'm very glad that there was somebody that could step in, that NBC was available, I mean, was able to step in and take it over. So it's just a new viewership. I mean, I've often wondered, I haven't gotten a hold of him, but I wonder now, is Johnny Miller going to come back?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
I mean, hey, Johnny, you're out of retirement. You want to? We need you back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Although I do know that Zinger is still going to be there, so Zinger's voice is still going to be on. And so that's good news, in my opinion, because I think he's one of the best.
He is good. He's very good. He's gotten better over time, as we all do. You know, the LPGA has really taken a hit in COVID. No one has been hurt in sports like, you know, in golf. They just lost the CP Women's Open, the Women's Open in Canada. That's the 13th event that's been canceled on the LPGA, and who knows what's going to happen with the Women's British or the Scottish Women's Open. It's really a tough hand they've been dealt.
Well, it's, I mean, honestly, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to start. They're scheduled to start at the end of this month with back-to-back tournaments in the Ohio area. I'm hoping they can get there. The greatness about the LPGA is they have players from all over the world, an abundance of players all over the world. Unfortunately, that's hurting them now because a lot of these players can't get into the country, or a lot of the players don't want to travel halfway across the world with this COVID global pandemic. And, you know, so that's hurting them. I just don't know if they'll be able to start. I'm hoping, everybody's hoping they can. But again, they have their schedule also, you know, starts here in Ohio, then it's more in the United States. Then they're supposed to go over to Europe. Then there was an Asian swing, and then they come back to the United States. You know, that's, It's one thing to travel in the United States on the PGA Tour. You know, I mean, they've been very fortunate. They went from Texas to South Carolina, South Carolina, Connecticut, Connecticut to Michigan. Now they take the short drive down to Ohio for 2 weeks. Then they go to Minnesota, which isn't that long a flight. Then they go back to Memphis. Then their longest flight will go to San Francisco for the PGA Championship. Hopefully we get there. Then they come across country to the Wyndham. So that's a lot easier than having a worldwide tour where you're flying to different countries. So, yeah, it's they're up against it because their strength right now is hurting them. You know, they play all over the world with players from all over the world, and that is their strength. But that's what's hurting them now.
Yeah, and especially since the UK says, or not the UK necessarily, the European Union. I'm not sure what the United Kingdom is saying about Americans traveling, but we're not a welcome right now, you know, until we get our COVID-19 testing down so that we don't have these, you know, 8,000, 10,000 in just one city every day. The numbers are staggering how it's all come back. And this is just the first wave. We haven't even, you know, nothing's changed. We just went down a little bit because we were really working hard at it. A lot of people losing their jobs because of it, staying home, doing what was necessary to stay healthy. And they opened up and everybody kind of lost their minds and thought it was all gone.
Yeah, it's going to get tougher, too. I mean, Illinois just slapped on a 14-day quarantine for 14 states that include Florida. New York has a 14-day quarantine. So if they have a 14-day quarantine still in effect before the U.S. Open, I mean, are these players going to go to New York and quarantine for 14 days to play in the U.S. Open? That's 3 weeks out of their time. I mean, there's going to have to be exemptions. There's going to have to be changes made, or we're not going to have a U.S. Open in New York. I mean, in Illinois, they have the second FedEx Cup event. And if players are coming from Florida and they have to quarantine for 14 days, they might not go. I mean, there's challenges coming within our own country because we have, you know, right now, if I wanted to fly to New York, I live in Florida, I'd have to quarantine for 14 days.
Just like coming to Hawaii. If you come here, you've got to quarantine for 14 days. Unless we're trying to work it out so you take a test first, and if you're negative, you know, within 72 hours of getting on the flight, you can come. But a lot of people want to test when you get here. Let me ask you this. Is Tiger Woods staying away because of the dangers to the health?
Well, I haven't talked to him, but I would say no. I think he always had the memorial circled as his tournament that he was going to come back to. I don't think he had any thoughts of playing any other tournament beforehand. But it could be, you know, and I think, first of all, he wanted to see how it went. He wanted to see what happened at Colonial. He wanted to see what happened at Hilton Head and that. But if he doesn't play the Memorial, then we're going to – the humongous question mark, I do not know. But I think he always had the Memorial – in 2 weeks circled, and we will see him at the Memorial, which, by the way, is still unscheduled to be the first event with fans, and they're going to have a pro-am. So it'll be interesting, the players' reactions, because, you know, I don't know if all of them feel safe playing in front of 8,000 fans. I don't know if we're going to ask a lot of the players next week when we're on the same golf course. At Muirfield Village, Jack's favorite place that he built, we're going to ask them, okay, now you guys have been playing, you've been traveling the country, but now next week there's going to be 8,000 people on the grounds with you. Any apprehension? What are you guys' thoughts on that? So we'll see.
We'll see.
But they right now in Memorial, they're testing everybody that has a ticket. They're testing all the volunteers. They're going through that long process. They're really on top of it, and they have to wear masks. And there's another thing. You know, I was in Hilton Head, and it was 90 degrees. And I can't believe people are going to be able to wear a mask for 7 or 8 hours in a row.
It's hard.
It was hard for me to be outside and wear one for an hour. So
yeah.
So that's going to be different.
Steve DiMeglio, senior writer for Golf Week and USA Today. Always insightful talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
You betcha, Danielle. Be well.
You too. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Aloha. Going to come back. Tina Scott, special events and manager of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. We're going to take a swing for families because they always have a golf tournament. This is the 29th, but this year they're going virtual. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that, too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang the garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, let's bring in Tina Scotty, special events and grants manager, Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a swing for families at Bayview Golf Course. Hi, Tina.
Good morning, Miss Danielle. Thank you for that. We're so excited.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited, too. I love Bayview. All right. So let's give people a little bit of background. You know, the Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House, when was it first opened, the one in Manoa?
33 years ago. In April, we just celebrated our anniversary. Can you believe it?
Wow. Wow, that is really sad. And the mission of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii is to provide a home away from home for seriously ill children and their families, and to develop other programs and partnerships aimed at improving the lives of children in Hawaii and the Pacific. There are two residential facilities in Hawaii providing comfort and support for more than 400 families annually. So I imagine a lot of families from the neighbor islands come to Oahu for treatment for their children at Kapi'olani Women's and Children's, for instance. And
exactly.
What yes. happens when those kids come over?
So when the children are med-packed over to Oahu, it's for life-saving treatments that they can't get on the neighboring islands. And so we have partnered with like Kapi'olani and Shriners, and we work parallel to them with the families. So we offer respite. We provide the families, because if they come over on a helicopter, they don't even know what they don't have their clothes with them, toothbrushes, nothing. They are life-saving emergencies that are coming over here. And so at the homes, we're able to provide a place of respite. They can come over after being at the hospital all day, take care of the children. We've got volunteers. We heavily rely on our valued volunteers to provide services, meals, food, you know, anything like that before and after, transportation, and just a sense of camaraderie in the middle of a crisis.
Well, one of the stories that touched me on your website, it's ronaldhousehawaii.org, was the Tate Jameson family. They flew in and had exhausted all of their resources. No one could tell them why their baby, this inconsolable baby, they couldn't, no diagnosis, no treatment seemed to work. And they came over here and discovered soft tissue cancer. And and mom said our world was just flipped upside down. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't even know where we were going to stay or how we could take care of Taj. And then we heard about the Ronald McDonald House. We were going through chaos and turmoil, but to be welcomed in this safe and quiet place where we could process what was going on and just take care of Taj while she was very fragile. It was amazing. It was a miracle that all these people wanted to help us, to help families with babies and children survive and thrive and have a chance to go on and lead healthy lives. That so many of these stories about how you've helped really touch the heart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And we love what we do. But we need community support. And that's the reason for two of our major fundraisers every year, and the golf tournament happens to be one of them, which is something that we're having to, you know, take a look at. And that's why we're going virtual this year.
Yeah.
Still have to provide for the family. Yes.
And this is the 29th annual Golf Classic, but it's for the Ronald McDonald House. Okay. Going virtual is going to be at Bayview all month long. This is a tournament that's going to go for a month using the top tracer technology and their virtual golf consoles playing Harbor Town. But you'll use the screens and you hit off the driving range bay. You know, so it tracks your ball and you look at the screen and it says, okay, now you've got like 30 feet. Now you've got to change your club. So you change your club, and it tells you where you've gone. It's really, really cool.
Yes. We normally have about 300 golfers. And when we were playing with the idea before we had decided, you know, how we're going to pivot and change it this year, we had taken out some of our seasoned golfers. And they came with crossed arms, and they're like, what is this? I'm always out on the golf course. And they really enjoyed it towards the end. You get to learn about your swing. You get to learn about the vectors of it and changing it. The world's changing, and we're going to roll with it. And so this is how we're going to do it. By the end of that practice session, they were all in. And it was so enlightening to be able to have, you know, them excited about it, too. Our seasoned golfers, you know, technology, but Eric, who is the general manager over there, wonderful to work with, has made it a great opportunity for us. We've got a special VIP bay that's set up that'll have all different things, you know, for everybody to take photo opportunities with. We'll have it AC'd. You know, we've got grand prizes that are going to be coming up. We'll be, you know, choosing and keeping a virtual leaderboard, which is kind of the other side of the leader side of it.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the month, we'll be selecting grand prizes. We've got special drawings. If you rock your red for Ronald and be able to show us pictures and stuff like that on Facebook and social media. So we're ready to roll it out.
This is great. So the first 25 players to register get a free gift pack. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do, too. We've got a special RMHC. It's got some T-shirts and goodies and snacks and, like, a little lunch tote bag and stuff like that that we want to be able to hand out to everybody and give them some swag. We've partnered with some of our owner-operated McDonald's locations to give us some coupons and things like that. So we really want it to be a family event because Top Tracer, our normal event, you really can't involve the family. With Top Tracer, they've even got games in there that are Go Fish and stuff like that. So it's you don't have to be a seasoned golfer to play Top Tracer,
no.
Which is another great point.
Yes, yes. And you could make this a family event. Like on Saturday, Keke Play Free with a paid adult.
Yep.
Right? So you can play Harbor Town, and then that you can switch the screen, and then it's their turn, and then you switch the screen back, and then you play your
yep.
Harbor Town and post your score. And the beauty of all this is that you can do this between 8 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock, or 8 o'clock at night. So you go out to Bayview Golf Course, and you say, I want to go and post a score for Harbor Town. How do I register?
So you just go to our website at ronaldshousehawaii.org, and we've got registration on there. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is located on our website. So we've got a Facebook page. It is a $100 donation. We're trying to get 100 players, and it's 100% write-off this year. So with it being virtual, it's 100%.
That's great. That's fantastic. So a $100 donation gets you into the Harbor Town, the virtual golf Harbor Town experience at Bayview Golf Course, and you're in the golf tournament for the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
It's great. Now, my question is, you know, I'm thinking of, okay, I'm not having a great day today, so I've posted, something over 90, and I'm not feeling
like me.
I'm not feeling really swell. Is it possible to go back and play again and post another score?
It is. Because you've got an entire month, right?
Yeah.
And so all of it benefits the house, you know, and our families, which because we are a nonprofit, a lot of the challenges that we're having right now with trying to get funds coming in is, even though we're considered an essential, a lot of the federal funding that we normally see is going to the front line with the hospital. So even though we work side by side with them, the funds just aren't looking, because we are one of a kind. Nobody else does what we do. And so they don't know how to look at us. And so it's really imperative for us to be able to get out there and try and get some families in, come and see Eric. He's got everything set up for us, and try and make this happen.
Can I bring my own food if I like?
You can bring your own food and drink. Can you believe it?
That's perfect.
You saw all my red, white, and blue food, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it looked really delicious. And it's air-conditioned?
It is. We brought in AC units with, Hawaiian Pro AC was willing to bless us so that we've got a special little VIP bay that's got AC unit in it.
Wow.
Whole month of July.
Wow. Okay. So, see, that's why you've got to come. It's the Harbor Town Links Virtual Golf Tournament using Top Tracer at Bayview, and this all to benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a swing for families at Bayview Golf Course here. This is absolutely fantastic. So you can get all the information and the registration at ronaldhousehawaii.org. ronaldhousehawaii.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, come out and play, everybody.
Yes.
We're so excited.
Yes, and you can go to Facebook. The Facebook group is RMHC 2020 Golf. Okay, RMHC, Ronald McDonald House Charities, RMHC 2020 Golf. That's on Facebook, and that's where you'll post, either there or on Instagram, all of your Rock the Red for Ronald. Send a photo for, you know, anything reds, shoes, socks at the range, and you'll be entered in a lucky prize drawing as well. Thank you so much for being on the show with me, Tina Scotti. You're fun.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. Be safe.
You too.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. Aloha.
Aloha. Happy 4th of July.
Woohoo.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and we've got some prizes to give away. Speaking of prizes, around for two at Poipu Bay, or if you're on Maui, you can get a lesson with Master PGA Claude Brousseau. That's Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. We're going to come back after this and speak with a PGA professional, Ken Allard, 44 years a teaching professional and 17 years at Detroit Golf Club. And that's the home of Rocket Mortgage Classic that's playing right now. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Just want to let you know that Rainer Overhead Door is hiring an installation professional. They will train, but you have to have mechanical ability. So call 676-3667.
Come take a swing for our families. Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii has partnered with Bayview Golf Course and Driving Range. Play the Harbortown Links virtual golf course using top tracer technology at Bayview. Register and compete in the Ronald McDonald House Charities virtual golf tournament. You'll be helping our families and children stay together while the kids get their medical care. Players compete for prizes any day, anytime, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. during the entire month of July. Post your scores, and at the end of July, the winners will be drawn. The first 25 to register get a Ronald McDonald gift bag. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or family with Keiki, come out and enjoy an exciting game at Bayview's covered range. Email Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii at golf@rmhchawaii.org or come to Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe. Come swing for our families. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, you want to win a Poipu Bay golf certificate, two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. This gift certificate for the ninth caller, 808-545-1111. 545-1111. And if you're on Maui, you could win a lesson with Claude Brousseau at Wailea Golf Course, at the Wailea Golf Academy. 545-1111. Ken Allard, PGA, 44 years as a teaching professional. He knows his stuff. 17 years at Detroit Golf Club. 22-time champion of Michigan PGA events. He's a 2014 Michigan PGA Hall of Fame member and the 2016 Michigan Golf Hall of Fame inductee. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ken.
Danielle, thanks for those kind words. Appreciate being on your show.
It's awesome having you here because, I mean, you know the Detroit Golf Club and that beautiful Donald Ross golf course that we're watching on television. Tell us a little bit about the course.
Donald Ross came here in, I think, 1914 and designed two courses here, 36-hole facility. They're playing the North Course. We have the North and South. And the North Course, they're using one hole on the South for routing purposes, but basically the North Course. A par 72, which is a nice par for the players to go low. That gives us four par fives. And as far as these boys hit the ball, par fives, it doesn't matter if they're 600 yards long. They're still going to eat those holes up.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, how do you feel as a golfer and as a person on the golf course, kind of, you know, don't we feel a little protective of our courses when we've got this young whippersnapper hitting it 350 yards off the tee?
You know, there's probably lots of guys in this country, just regular club players and Publings players that are big, strong guys that can hit the ball well over 300 yards. But there's a lot of skill of a guy like DeChambeau. Looks like he's swinging out of his shoes, and yet he's hitting the ball pretty accurately. He's the player.
Yes.
And for me, I don't mind that they hit it so far. Certainly they've lengthened a lot of courses, you know, good for them. They're going to shoot low, and if people come see the course that they play, 7,300 yards. It's just amazing that they're able to go around and shoot these kind of scores that they're shooting.
So sometimes he's a little off, DeChambeau, you know, gets a little out, but you've got what, bent grass, poa nua nua, fairways, and the rough is blue grass cut to 4 inches?
Correct.
Is that...
I think this beginning this past week, they stopped mowing, so the rough during the week is growing a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're watering, and my lawn is not growing. We've had a couple weeks now of 90 weather without any rain. So, but the rough, especially around the greens, is quite thick and heavy, and as good as these players are, they've had a little bit of difficulty out of there. But out of a 156-player field, you're going to have a whole bunch of them that don't even go on the rough hardly, and they're going to make birdies.
Oh, yes, a lot of birdies. Now, what about those, I think it's 87 bunkers?
Yeah, it's somewhere around there lately, but I know they cut back some, but that's enough bunkers to give it a lot of trouble. We redesigned our bunkers 5 or 6 years ago, and they're about a half a shot penalty to get into them up near the front lip of the bunker, and... So these players are avoiding those bunkers as much as possible. In many cases, they just simply go over the bunkers. The first hole, they fly the bunkers. Several holes like that, they just go right over them. But some holes, like 16, you'll see where they come up short of some bunkers out there, and they're laying up on that hole with hybrids or three woods to make sure they don't go in those bunkers, because if they get up near the lip, even though they're only 130, 40, 50 yards away, it's hard to get to the green.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous golf course. Your superintendent, is it still Jacob Mendoza?
Jake Mendoza, yes, and he's a young fellow. I think he's 35 or so, and been here 2-3 years now, doing a tremendous job. And I've played in many major championships myself, the Buick Open a few times. So I know good conditions when I see them. And the fairways are just immaculate. The greens are just rolling beautifully. The firmness isn't maybe there the way they want them, but that's due to the heat and the fact they've got to put some water on there just to maintain the grass.
Yeah.
So just... perfect conditions. The players are all loving it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've seen some gorgeous shots of Detroit too. The weather is bringing out some glorious sunsets, and Golf Channel's been showing them in the pregame shows that they've got. Hideki Matsuyama just shot a 65, moving to 12 under, but he's finished for the day already. A lot of our players, our leaders, haven't even teed off yet or just about to tee off. Is everybody on the course already?
No, I believe the leaders go at 2:05, which is in 20, 25 minutes or so. And I've got my iPad open here. I see, looks like 7 or 8 players at 12 under. There's another dozen players or so, maybe more. Looks like... 15 players at 11 under. So you've got over 20 players all within a stroke of each other. And I mean, it's a shootout, that's for sure. Now, the players that have finished already, like Matsuyama and, let's see here, Fabian Gomez, Wesley Bryan, they're already in or almost in. So they're at 12 under. some of these 11 unders that are leading, they haven't even teed off. They're going to shoot 4, 5, 6, 7 under, a couple of them.
Yeah.
So I dare say the lead will be, you know, 17 or so after today.
Yeah, and Bryson DeChambeau is one of those. Matthew Wolff is there, too, another great player. And you know what's great is, like, watching Webb Simpson, who's not long like DeChambeau, being so close. You know, he's in the lead by one stroke with Chris Kirk. And they, you know, as you said, the leaders tee off, and they're already 12 under. So it's just great. What you know, when you look at these scores, what do you think will be the winning score?
Well, a week ago before the event, I picked 18 under, which is the score I picked last year. And that crazy guy, Nate Lashley, shot 25 under, although he won by 6. Second place was 19 under last year.
So you were close.
And well, kind of. But last year, the winner, Lashley, shot a pair of 63s in his four rounds. That's 18 under right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not happening again, but who knows? The lead's at 11, 12 under, and these leaders getting ready to tee off. They do that again, that's 24 under maybe. But I'm going to just stick with my 18 because that's what I picked to begin with. So you got to own it.
Got to own it. I love it. And who do you think is going to win?
Okay, well, I just named off 20-some players that are either 12 or 11 under right at the moment. And I'm going to take Matthew Wolff.
Ha! Bravo!
You might ask, why is that with that crazy swing of his? I think he's got a tremendous swing if you ignore the backswing part.
Right.
I stood right behind him on the third tee and watched him tee off yesterday. And his action coming into the ball is very professional, I guess, all the players. Their path coming into the ball, just tremendous. And he's not that big a guy, bigger than me, certainly, but and way stronger. But he pounded that ball long down there. He's hitting it well over 300 yards. And some of these young guys coming up, they don't care. They're just going for it.
It's a marvelous, marvelous day. Ken Allard, PGA and Michigan PGA Hall of Fame, Michigan Golf Hall of Fame member, 22-time champion of Michigan PGA events, 44 years as a teaching professional, and 17 at the Detroit Golf Club. So good to talk with you, Ken. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Danielle, I appreciate it, and happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners. And stay safe, as everyone says.
Yes, stay safe, and happy 4th to you and your family. Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've a young man who has been with Golf Advisor for a long time, and now he has his own website. He's doing work with Morning Read, USGA Green Section, USGA Golf Journal, Golf Industry Magazine. He's a design consultant on golf course architecture. We're going to talk with senior writer Bradley Klein after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike?
Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that, too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make their home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang the garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Hey, Ann, I thought you'd like to know that Rainer Overhead Door is hiring. They're looking for an installation professional. They will train, but you must have mechanical ability. Call 676-3667.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bradley Klein, senior writer. He's with Morning Read. He's also done USJ Green Section work, USJ Golf Journal, Golf Industry Magazine. Design consultant on golf course architecture, a veteran golf travel history and architecture journalist. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bradley.
Yeah, but I've been home for 4 months.
Haven't we all?
I can't believe it. I'm doing my taxes right now and comparing this travel year from last. It's ridiculous. You know, I'd usually travel 150 days a year. I have not left the house overnight since February, the last day of February. Went to the USGA and beat in the Pinehurst.
Let me ask you this. Have you been compelled to do a bunch of spring cleaning?
Well, I don't know. I'm writing a lot. I'm actually, this will sound weird, but I don't want to say I'm enjoying it. I'm making good use of my time at home.
Good.
I'm doing a lot of gardening. I've got a book project I'm doing, and reading a lot and sleeping more than usual. So,
good. Yeah. That's all good for you. That's great. I mean, we hear a lot of people saying they're either doing home projects or they're compelled to clean the house. I mean, just and go through all the stuff that they don't really need because it's staring at them and they have the time to do it.
We always do that, but we have the luxury of a cleaning lady 4 hours a week, once a week, and we're not paying her. She hasn't been here in 4 months, so it falls to us to ignore the jobs that she did.
Bradley, I was talking to PGA over at the Detroit Golf Club, and we were talking about distance, watching DeChambeau hitting 350, you know, all these young guys going 300, 320, 330. DeChambeau has been hitting it longer than 350. 370, I think, was one of his longest drives.
That was downwind, but yeah.
Downwind. What's your take on this distance that these guys are getting?
Well, first of all, it's stupid to watch. I can't watch it. So it's boring because now they're turning. That particular drive was slightly downwind that DeChambeau hit on the 376 yards on the 14th hole at the Detroit Golf Club, 571-yard par 5. He hit driver 9-iron. What I like, though, is that on the next hole, that was 145, he hit the same 9-iron and knocked it over the green and bogeyed, I think. Pretty sure he bogeyed. So still takes finesse. Anyway, what's going on, people don't remember this. Just before this disaster hit us with the pandemic and all that, USGA issued a fairly revealing report on distance, and I wrote about it in the inaugural issue of the Golf Journal, the USGA Golf Journal that came out. They brought the magazine out. I wrote up the report, and it basically said there's a problem, and the problem is that the elite players are hitting it way past what is reasonable or rational or intended or manageable
and it's creating a distortion in the value of driving, so that essentially the skill that matters most is driving the ball a long way, and that's what we're seeing. So what we're seeing is one-dimensional golf, and while, you know, a guy like Webb Simpson can kind of keep it up occasionally and play well on shorter courses, there are no longer courses anymore, but, you know, if he's hitting 7-iron and DeChambeau is hitting a 9-iron, DeChambeau will beat him 8 out of 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, the difference now is that even a guy like Webb Simpson is hitting at 295. So there's nobody who's short on the tour anymore. Those guys are, you know, they're club pros now.
Yeah.
So they're all hitting at that distance, and they're all gearing up in a way. I guess it's impressive in the sense that DeChambeau, you know, went home, Texas, decided he's going to put on 60 pounds and work his butt off and increase his swing speed by 10 miles an hour. Good for him. That's fairly ambitious and athletic. But the equipment generally allows for that, and the ball flight, the ball characteristics and the aerodynamics of the golf ball, which could be regulated very easily, I think they should do something about it. And they could do it so that it reduces the efficiency or the ball flight beyond a certain speed, where, you know, the ball flight deteriorates or it doesn't, where the aerodynamics start ruining, so to speak, or the emphasis would be more on precision rather than what they have now. It's just ridiculous to watch. I don't think it's any fun to watch a 3-wood 9-iron for a 450-yard hole.
Yeah, it's impressive because it's so long. And what's interesting, of course, about these guys, you watch long drive championships, they won't be able to putt. But what's happening on the PGA Tour is they're putting the putting and the short game together with those long drives and overpowering the golf courses, just taking out dog legs or taking bunkers out of play, all of it.
This was a funny thing. DeChambeau gave an interview the other day, and he said, you know, sorry, Donald Ross, who designed the golf course back in 1916, your bunkers are no longer out of play. I can carry them at 290. Well, the first thing is DeChambeau majored in physics, didn't major in history. He wouldn't know that Ross's carry bunkers that he put in at Detroit Golf Club and elsewhere were like 220, 230 to carry, so, which is now a 4-iron on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I understood his point, but that golf course, they stretched it. First of all, I got to say, if you give them a par 72 golf course, the whole field is 8 under par before they tee off. So, you can't have a par 72 anymore on the tour. And if you're going to have a golf course as long as they're hitting it, the course needs to be over 8,000 yards. Otherwise, they're just hitting 4-wood 8-iron to 440-yard holes. So
the problem ultimately is, how long do you make a golf course that you can maintain that people then the rest of the year play shorter, but you still have to take care of the rest of all that foliage? You can't just ignore 2,000, you know, the 2,000 feet. You've got 6,000 that you can take care of for everybody else who can play, but then there's all...
I know what you mean. Actually, you don't. You can put the back tees at so that it's 250 to carry to the fairway, so you don't really have to worry about that. The problem is really not so much the maintenance. It's that most courses don't have that kind of land. You know, Detroit Golf Club, this 36-hole squeezed into a triangle, I'm going to guess it's probably the whole thing, 200 acres, maybe 220, probably 220 acres. They've pushed that course now to the corners and the edges where they've got it up to, I think, 7,300 yards. There's actually the other course on the site is a favorite, wonderful little shorter golf course. It's really a lot of fun. It's probably 6,000 yards maximum. Members love it. So for most golfers, this whole debate is irrelevant. The issue about distance is only relevant to one hundredth of 1% of golfers. So, you know, what we're seeing for most golfers is playing at 6,200 yards for men, from the forward tees, 4,600 yards, 4,700 yards for seniors, you know, maybe 5,500. People are having a lot more fun. So that's why every golf course that I know of right now is jam-packed. partly because nobody has anything else to do. But the game is fun now, and that's what I would worry about. But the tour golf, it has nothing to do with what's actually going on in the day-to-day business and the day-to-day game. So
we're going to be watching them play the same golf courses. We're not going to start building more like we did in the 80s and the early 90s.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
In the 80s and early 90s, when all of a sudden distance became an issue, they wanted to make long, long, long golf courses. So as these guys are starting to play longer, you don't expect that they'll want to build larger, longer golf courses.
No, nobody's that stupid anymore because they all go broke. You know, everybody has figured out in the industry that you have to cater to the people who are paying the bills. And here's the key. The people who play the back tees are never paying a green fee. They are industry comps. So why would you worry about a golf course at 7,700 yards for your members or for the daily fee golfers? They're not. Nobody who plays from back there. At any golf course that I've seen, it's far less than 1% of rounds are played from the back tees. You know, if you get up to 7,000 yards, it doesn't happen. I mean, I help run a municipal golf course here in my town of Bloomfield, Connecticut. And the back tees, it's par 70. The back tees are 6,600 yards. And it's no more than 3 or 4% of all rounds are played there. And usually by guys who have no business being there. 80% of the rounds are played forward of that. And so not about 95% of the rounds. So, you know, it's not a relevant issue. And business people have figured this out. That's the one thing. As you point out, in the 80s and 90s, golf courses got long and hard. That was an ego thing. Guys were going to try to build the hardest, the most demanding golf course, get rated on the top 100 lists and all that. And those lists were designed by people who thought that it was cool to have a golf course that was hard. Well, now those lists have changed. I used to run Golf Week's list. I ran it for 25 years. And we switched the whole industry thinking around because golf courses needed to be fun and memorable and challenging in shot making, not in terms of distance or severity. So the whole industry has turned around in that regard.
Fantastic. I that's so good to hear. And you'll have to be back on the show because we have a lot more to talk about. But our time, Bradley Klein, senior writer, and he's a morning read, USGA Green Section, USGA Golf Journal, Golf Industry Magazine, a design consultant on golf courses, 28 years, as you mentioned, with Golf Week. He's at BradleyKleinGolf.com. That's his website, BradleyKleinGolf.com. Bradley, it's really fun talking with you.
Just don't introduce me anymore as a young man, okay? No one's going to know recognize me on that.
Okay. This old guy. How's that?
That's right.
That's right.
Social Security eligible, right.
Aloha. Be safe. Happy 4th of July.
You too. Great to hear you.
We're going to come back. John Strike, 5 books, 18 holes with Bing is one of them. And Golf Digest is the paper he writes for, the magazine. We're going to talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. Be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Come take a swing for our families. Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii has partnered with Bayview Golf Course and Driving Range. Play the Harbortown Links virtual golf course using top tracer technology at Bayview. Register and compete in the Ronald McDonald House Charities virtual golf tournament. You'll be helping our families and children stay together while the kids get their medical care. Players compete for prizes any day, any time between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. during the entire month of July. Post your scores, and at the end of July, the winners will be drawn. The first 25 to register get a Ronald McDonald gift bag. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or family with Keiki, come out and enjoy an exciting game at Bayview's covered range. Email Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii at golf@rmhchawaii.org or come to Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe. Come swing for our families. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that, too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not. Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make their home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang the garage door, he could have kept his stuff.
You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
And Rainer Overhead Door is hiring an installation professional. They will train. You must have mechanical ability. Call 676-3667.
Can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
John Strege, winner of the 2005 USJ International Book Award. He's covered the MLB, the NFL, the Olympics, boxing, and, of course, golf. And he states on his Twitter bio, Master of the Duck Hook. Welcome into the clubhouse, John.
Danielle, it's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What is this? You're retiring?
I am. Like Bradley Klein said in the previous segment, I'm one of those old guys, too. So it was time. I've been doing it a long time. I got into sports journalism when I was still in high school with a small local newspaper, and 51 years later, here I am. So it's time.
It's time.
I'll still keep my hand in it a little bit, though. I'm still going to help out Golf Digest whenever they need me.
And that's great, because I was saying a writer's a writer. I mean,
yes.
Doesn't it come, it's like you almost have to, you're compelled to at some point.
Yes, but you know what I'm looking forward to most of is weekends off, because you get into sports writing, and all of sports, of course, so this is stating the obvious, it occur on the weekend. But it'll be nice, like tomorrow afternoon, to, you can watch a golf tournament, and when the last putt drops, turn it off, go to dinner or something. Don't have to sit there and write.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I was reading, this is a wonderful article that you wrote.
Thank you.
I love what, longevity has no particular value of its own. Its currency instead gleaned from memories collected along the way. We do not remember days, a poet once wrote. We remember moments. And when I read that, I started thinking about, it's true. I may have been in Davos, Switzerland, but what I remember is a moment. I don't remember the whole journey there or the whole time there, but there's a moment that sticks in my mind from that experience, and that's what I treasure.
I think it's... I love that quote because... And I'm not knocking any other sports writers who do this, but a lot of them will say, okay, I've covered, 28 Masters or 10 Super Bowls. I don't know how many World Series games I've covered or Super Bowls. I'd have to go back and count them. But there's specific things about those things that I remember rather than the event itself. So that's one of the reasons I love that quote when I came across it.
Yeah, yeah. And when I'm reading the, you know, I'm reading about covering the championship fights and the baseball games and playing recreational golf with Tiger Woods. What was that like?
You know, that was his sophomore year in college over Christmas vacation. He'd just gotten done with finals, and Tiger grew up in our circulation area. I was working for the Orange County Register then, so I had been covering him for 5 years or 5 or 6 years and gotten to know him and his family real well. So I wanted to, I'd played golf with his dad before, but I wanted to, before Tiger turned pro, wanted to play a round of golf with Tiger. So I set it up, and I mean, it was fun. It was recreational golf, but what I remember from that, and I wrote it in the article, is that, you know, he's playing with a chopper like me. It's a, he hasn't touched a club in 2 weeks because he's coming off finals, and he would still have these bouts of anger when he hit a bad shot. I mean, he really would get mad, and he took it personally, and he grinded on every shot. I mean, he didn't just take this as a casual round like I did, and that was kind of an eye opener. We'd just go and, you know, chop it around, and he took it seriously. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Tiger and being invited in your moments, your memories, being invited to the family house for dinner, and Tiger was hitting indoors.
He was at college when we had dinner there, but before that, I in advance of when he was going to play in the Masters or the U.S. Open, I'd call and set up, can I come up and see you to interview you in advance of that. And then this happened more than one occasion, too. So I'd get done talking to Tiger, and then we'd sit outside with Earl just chatting about nothing. I got along with Earl great, but you could hear Tiger chipping balls in the living room. And he did this all the time. And there was a lot of crystal trophies on the floor, too. And to my knowledge, he never broke any. He just always was working on his game.
It's bizarre to have a child that's chipping in the living room.
Yes, it is. Yes. I don't think anybody wants me chipping in their living room, but he was good enough that he could do it.
Okay, here's another moment, hitting tennis balls with Arthur Ashe.
Yeah, that came about. It was, I worked for the Los Angeles Times throughout college in their sports department, and they got a call one day. Arthur Ashe was doing some sort of exhibition out at a mall where they'd set up a tennis court, and they needed somebody who could hit, you know, I played tennis in those days. They needed somebody to come out and hit with them, so I, you know, they looked at me and I said, sure, I'll go out and hit tennis balls with Arthur Ashe. And, you know, it's obviously we're not playing a match because it would be over in about 2 minutes. But, you know, as you do when you're warming up, I let one ball bounce twice. And he was stern. He says, get it on the first bounce. I'm kind of thinking, yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I bet. Another one, of course, that came to me was the Righteous Brothers. Was one of the Righteous Brothers who sent a handwritten note? You were playing a scramble?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was an LPGA Pro-Am or just some other charitable tournament, but I get paired with them. He lived in Orange County, and again, I was working for the Orange County Register, and we had a great time. He was a great guy, Bobby Hatfield, and afterwards, we were supposed to meet up in the bar. I had to get home, so I passed the 19th hole, unfortunately, but I got a nice note from him afterwards, you know, and he signed it, Righteously Yours, Bobby Hatfield.
That's cool. That's awesome. That is awesome. God, you had to pass up on the 19th, huh?
Yeah, I don't like to do that. But in fact, in his note, he says, I thought we were going to meet in the bar. Sorry, you had to go.
Wow. Yeah, this is just then. And Joey Bishop, Rat Pack?
Yeah, that was something else out of the blue because I was covering boxing, too. throughout most of the 80s. There was almost every month there was a big fight in Las Vegas, so I'd be over there for that. And he lived in Newport Beach in our circulation area and was a subscriber to the paper and an avid boxing fan. And after every the Monday after every big fight, I don't know how he got my home phone, but he would call just to chat about the fight. And friendship developed, and he had my wife and I over for lunch one day, and we were talking about doing a book. Because obviously he's got a million stories, but he was a member of the Rat Pack. And he had a great title because he was a teetotaler, unlike the others in the Rat Pack. The title was I Was a Mouse in the Rat Pack.
Perfect.
And I thought it was fantastic, but he never got around to doing the book, unfortunately. But a few of the Sinatra stories he told me, which I can't repeat here, would have sold that book.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Muhammad Ali. I mean, you've met all these fabulous people. What a life.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, that, and I said in that story, I've been blessed. I mean, there's no question about it. But, yeah, and covering boxing, then I was doing columns for the Orange County Register, and Ali was promoting a line of cologne, and he was coming up to Orange County. He started in San Diego. He was coming up to Orange County at a mall. I went down to the San Diego mall to do it in advance, and, you know, he was signing autographs, and then he would take a break and go into the storage room at the whatever it was, Macy's or something, a department store.
Sure.
And then I got a few minutes with him back then, back there, and it was, you know, I'd met him before, but he wouldn't remember me. He's met 10 million people, but all of a sudden he says, I want to show you how I levitate. And he proceeds to levitate for me. He's not actually levitating, of course, but he really does it well, and it looks like he's levitating. And so that was my takeaway from that.
Amazing. Truly amazing. And knowing Vin Scully, I mean, Vin Scully is like every Los Angeles, you know, Dodgers. It's life.
That was a highlight. I was the Dodger beat writer for probably 3 to 4 years. And initially we traveled on the Dodger plane. Our newspaper had an advertising trade out with the Dodgers. They'd pick up our travel. So I would travel on the Dodger plane. And at any rate, like anybody, he's one of a world-class human being. You get to know him pretty well. Just a fantastic guy.
So, you know, there's so much personality, all these personalities that you're talking about in this column and that you've met and you've been with. How does the world that you're looking at now, I mean, do we have these personalities still?
I think you probably do, but, you know, I tend to think they're more aloof now than they used to be. Again, you know, when I was covering baseball, I'm traveling on the plane with these people. And, you know, you would never see that anymore. You know, and occasionally have lunch on the road with one of the players, and I'm sure that doesn't happen. You know, at golf, I don't know anybody who's had a meal with Tiger Woods. I mean, I have, going back to when he was an amateur, but I don't know any writers who've had a meal with him since he turned pro. You're kept at arm's length. More so with him, and you know, for obvious reasons too, probably. But I don't think it's the same as it used to be.
No, it's not. Are you writing another book?
I am not. But what I'd like to do is I'd love to write a book without having to work a full time job while I do it. You know, that would be a luxury, and I've just got to come up with an idea. But I will keep writing for sure.
Oh, I can't imagine you not writing, and you do it so well. This is John Strege, senior writer at Golf World, and then, of course, contributor to his parent, Golf Digest, since 1997. He's written for the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Sports Illustrated, among other publications that he's mentioned. Strege is the author of When War Played Through, the winner of the United States Golf Association International Book Award in 2005, the bestseller Tiger, a biography of Tiger Woods in 1997, and three other books. One of them your favorite?
probably when war played through, even though, you know, it's about war, but I've always been fascinated by World War II. You know, I had my father and my uncles, you know, who went through that period and served my father-in-law. So I've always been fascinated by World War II history. And I got the idea for that book after reading a book called Wine and War, The French, the Nazis, and the World, and France's Greatest Treasure. And what the French did to protect their stores of great wine from the Nazis in World War II. And it got me thinking, what was going on in golf during World War II? And I got on the internet, and all this great, you know, really rich information started popping up, great stories, and I really enjoyed doing that book.
Well, I'm going to enjoy looking for your articles at golfdigest.com when they call upon you, and following to see whether you find that perfect book that you're going to write for us. John Strege, thank you so much for being on the show.
Daniel, thanks. It's always good talking to you. I appreciate you asking.
Absolutely. John Strege, aloha. Happy 4th
aloha.
Of July. Okay. We want to thank all the people who make this show so fabulously wonderful. But first, I want to congratulate, is it Erica over on Maui? She wants to go to Kauai, and she's going to go and play two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Yes, and Enver, congratulations. I didn't mention this last week, but you haven't told us whether you want the Academy, the Virtual Golf Academy subscription for a year, which is a $90 value, or if you want a lesson with Claude Brousseau the next time you are on Maui. And, of course, that would be a $125 value at least. Claude Brousseau is a wonderful teacher, and I hope you'll be able to get to see him. One of the things that I wasn't able to bring up this morning that I thought was really quite disappointing. I mean, the LPGA cancellations have been terribly disappointing, but also the PGA Championship. And this is the event for all the PGAs. The PGA Professional Championship, the latest event canceled by COVID-19, the top 20 finishers of the PGA Championship, they get to go to the PGA Championship. Now, it's, of course, going to be at Harding Park. So the top 20 in the PGA Championship before last year are going to be going, from what I understand, this year. Now, our wonderful sponsors, reserve your tee times at Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf on Oahu. All of the COVID-19 precautions are in place, social distancing, disinfecting the driving range, the top tracer screens, and the carts are cleaned. There's noodles in the cup for easy retrieval, and no moving the flagstick. Lots of room between the tee times. Make your tee time at Bayview. It's a great walking course, and the back nine is absolutely, you will be stunned by the views you will see of Bayview, the Kaneohe Bay at Bayview. Absolutely beautiful. Oahu Extraction, suited up, they are gloved, they are masked, they'll come into your home. No need worry, okay? Oahu Extraction will help with your flood and mitigation needs. So if it floods or the water drips in unseen, call Oahu Extraction. For your peace of mind, ask for a thermal hydrometer meter. It's a reading to check to see if there's anything inside the walls because of an undetected leak. Oahu Extraction can see inside the walls without cutting into the walls. Oahu Extraction, that's 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, they are not open today. Happy 4th of July from all of our sponsors and Aloha Power Equipment, but they have what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. On Monday, you can get the Honda EU 2200i for $9.99. Always great service and everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door, now hiring an installation professional. Train, they will do. They will train you, but you must have mechanical ability. And see the latest in garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com. That's Rainer Doors. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.